To Australia, and an item in The Age, in what Victoria can learn from New Zealand's drastic lockdown. And one psychologist highlighted the stress that young children will be under, as well as the parents, and thought it might be a good idea to have some public messaging aimed at children. A press conference for children, says one Australian psychologist, would help alleviate their anxiety. Meanwhile, Victoria had another 725 new coronavirus cases today, 15 deaths in Victoria's worst day yet. Non-essential retail stores in Melbourne will shut at 11:59pm tonight. Dr. Christine Grove is a developmental psychologist and senior lecturer at Monash University. Dr. Grove, welcome to the panel.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
It was very interesting, your piece in The Age, or in what you mentioned, but it, needless to say, extremely hard time for children and parents having to go back into quite a strict lockdown. A lot of people here could really relate to that.
Absolutely. It has been really tough, and it's come quite quickly over a period of a few days too. So quite a few parents and families don't know how to talk about COVID at home and the new restrictions that have come in. I mean, we're seeing a lot more questions from children too, being uncertain about what's happening. And often we know from research that they fill in the gaps too. So they actually become more worried, or they feel more scared what could come because they're not sure about what's happening. So that's why it was so fantastic to see New Zealand host a, you know, a press conference for children and families to model how to talk about COVID-19 in a way that is safe and comfortable for kids to learn about it.
So, yeah, you had a bit of a focus on that, and we did have that. What was that Prime Minister stand-up where she said, "So I say to the children of New Zealand, if the Easter Bunny doesn't make it to your household, we understand it's a bit tough," and then went on to maybe draw an Easter egg or put a bunny in the window, and I certainly, my little toddler, actually, it made the time pass going around the neighbourhood. But you were saying that type of communication doesn't yet happen in Victoria?
At the moment, we haven't seen it, you know, on the level where we might be directly talking to children and young people. And so it's fantastic to see leaders around the world just stepping up and stepping forward and prioritising the information needs of children and young people. I mean, it's so easy to forget that they do need different information to what we might see adults receive at these conferences. So they have important questions to ask, and they do want to listen and help our community too. It's easy to forget that they are part of our pandemic response team, as active members of the community too during COVID-19. So I do think we can step in and together to help Victoria answer some of these questions around children's needs about the COVID-19 and how to help as well.
And also the parents too, Christine. There was an interesting opinion piece in The Guardian from parents saying, first time around, fine, but second time around, she's actually mentally not prepared for it. She was saying, every time I put my son in front of a screen so I can take that work call or breastfeed a sister to sleep, empty the dishwasher, put in the online order for a shopping, the guilt ties itself around my heart like a tourniquet. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be hard for parents.
Oh, absolutely. You know, for parents, it is a new challenge we've never, ever seen or experienced before. And I think families are trying the best they can in these situations. And we really need to share messages of hope around. We need to change our expectations of what we can do right now. And if that iPad's coming out so you can do that Zoom meeting with work, that's absolutely reasonable. And those families aren't alone in managing and responding like that in this pandemic. Right. So really reach out to families in that situation. And you're not alone. A lot of parents are experiencing that too.
Good to have you on, Dr. Christine Grove, psychologist at Monash University. Tough time for Victoria right now, Jenny Giblin.
Yeah, it's pretty tough, all right. And I think, you know, what the New Zealand government did so well here was that they had really easy, clear and consistent messaging.
Yep.
And so that messaging was, I think, really easy for children to understand as well. Because, you know, it's easy to sort of, as an adult, get into your own world and think about how you're impacted. But it had a huge impact here in New Zealand on our children. And I was really conscious of that because I've got a lot of them. And how important it is to actually get down to their level and make sure that they feel supported and that they, because there's a lot of anxiety for kids. You know, they're away from their friends, they're away from sport. And then how they reintegrate back in afterwards was also, you know, quite tough for them.
Chris?
Yeah, I think the Australian government made a fundamental error that we didn't. They just said, we'll manage it. will look after people when they get sick, as opposed to us here saying we're going to get rid of this. But I do agree with Jenny. The messaging was very simple. You know, look after yourself, take care of all that sort of thing came through at the end of, and we all listened, didn't we, at 1 o'clock every day, listened to Dr. Ashley Bloomfield and the Prime Minister. The message was, as Jenny says, very simple, very crisp, very clear, and it was consistent. It just stayed every day. So it was easy to pick up on.
Yeah, and I think kids could have understood it really well, because we talked about being a team of 5 million, so there was kind of that sense of being united together, which was really good, and probably we united as a country like we haven't before.
Yeah.
And that kind of stay home, stay safe, it's all pretty simple stuff. And so people could have caught on to that across all ages, I guess.
Oh, it was just brilliant, you know.
Yeah.
And talking to my sister who lives in Melbourne and a cousin over there, they said, why didn't we do what you guys did? They can't get over it.